Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Ayin Beis. We are holding on the bottom of daf Ayin Aleph and Beis. We're going to start again 5 lines from the end of the page with our third raya about whether a guy is kona b'mashicha or not kona b'mashicha. Then the Gemara is going to move on to the discussion whether a kinyan can work when a price has not yet been decided. Is the psika, the decision about the exact price, ma'akev the kinyan, if a person made a kinyan without having clarified what the price is going to be? Then the Gemara is going to discuss when a kinyan is made to sell karka based on the valuation of, let's say you say three people, or you say based on the valuation of four people, do you only need a majority of those people to agree on the valuation, or does it have to be that all of those people agree on the valuation of the karka? And also, what if one of the parties insists that they can find greater experts after the first group has already evaluated the karka? Can they bring in a second group of greater experts? Then the next mission is going to get us into the discussion of nitzok chibur or nitzok ein. If you're pouring from one kli to another kli, and there's iser in the bottom kli, but does the stream that connects the two kelim together aser everything in the top kli as well? So we're going to discuss that issue both with regards to tuma and tahara, in terms of not only being metame from one to the other, but mikvah connecting from one to the other, as well as with regards to yayin nesach. The Gemara is going to try to bring four rayos from different statements in Tanayim, whether nitzok is chibur or nitzok is not chibur. And then the Gemara is going to discuss a Jew and a non-Jew drinking wine out of the same kli with straws. Do we consider that to be a problem, that the Jew is having the backwash of the non-Jew, or in some way, just by the non-Jew drinking out of a straw, it osters everything that's in that kli? Or do we assume that that's no problem, that the Jew can drink at the same time that the non-Jew is drinking wine out of a straw? So let's begin again. We are Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, 5 lines from the bottom of the page, Ayin Aleph and Beis. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Tashma, again going back to the discussion, can a guy be kona b'mashicha? So I'll bring you another raya. He says, Dom Rabchia Baraba Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Noach ne'rag al pachs mishav pruta. A Ben Noach gets killed for stealing even less than a shav pruta. V'lo nitan li'yishavon. And it's not something that he can be mekayim hashavah with, that he's able to return. Rashi says, because of kim le'bidrabine, he's nerag, and therefore he has no chiyuv hashava, because that's a din and din imamnus. If he's chayv misa, he's not going to have a chiyuv hashava. The other possibility, Tosa says, is that a Yisrael is a bar mechila, and Ovid Chavim is not a bar mechila, but we assume it's lo nitan lishavon because it's pachas mishav pruta, and the Jew has been mochel, so the Jew is mochel, pachas mishav pruta, and therefore there's no requirement of hashava. But the point is, v'yamet mashicha bar mechavim eina kone, amay nerag. If there was no kinyan, why should he get killed? The Gemara is making an assumption that one cannot be punished for the sin of stealing something unless he made a kinyan on it when he stole it. So without a kinyan, then there should be no chiyuv whatsoever. So the Gemara says, you're right, he's not killed for the sin of stealing. He didn't steal. There was no kinyan. Mishum tetzare li Yisrael. He gets killed because he caused anguish to a Jewish person. That's the chiyuv misa. But in a chinami, it's not for stealing per se. Tosos points out in the bottom Tosos, V'yisach v'dayach m'shich v'chav me'nekona may ne'erag halokanya v'kalecha disei b'rushusi d'Yisrael, that the Gemara is trying to say that without a kinyan he can't be chayiv, because wherever it is, he didn't steal it. It's still in the rushus of the Yisrael. Tosos says, what? You never heard of kinyane geneva? V'kashe, da Yisrael nami lo kana ha'gzeilu li'o shalom. When a Jew steals something from another Jew, he does not become the rightful owner of the item that he stole. That's not what a kinyan means when we talk about stealing. But still, he's kona enough that he becomes chayv in onsin. Meaning, if Reuven steals something from Shimon and Reuven's keeping it in his backyard and lightning strikes and hits it, which is something that's a totally unpredictable event, Reuven is chayv to pay. That's what kinyan means, that it's his in that when something terrible happens, something totally unexpected happens, the owner of it is one that takes the loss. That's all it means, that a kinyan was made. To be chayiv an onsin. So, v'afilu achi kanyan is chayiv ba'onsin, achiv d'shayich pei, v'achinami yesh lanu lomar, b'ben noach, shakanu is chayiv b'misa, d'haynu, achiv d'shayich ba. Maybe we are also, of course he's not actually koneh to make it his, but at least to be mechayiv an onsin. So how do you bring a raya that Mashiach is not koneh from the fact that Mashiach is kona from the fact that he's going to get punished for it? Maybe it's kinyanei kineva. That's what he's getting punished for. So says Tosos Yeshlomer Devada Igozel Shavapruta Dav Mono Gabi Yisrael V'Chisru Islam Lememer Kedipirashti. Yeah, that would be true if he stole something that's a Shavapruta where the Jew is actually losing out something that's actually called mammon. But when he steals less than a Shavapruta, where the Jew is not losing out anything that could be called mammon, plus he's not even enhancing his own bottom line because it's not called mammon, and he wasn't kona it, meaning even though klape ben noach, pachs mishavapruta may be called mammon, but he was never really kona mishamachi parach amay narag. That's why we're asking why he gets killed. Umeshani tsar of the Israel, and we said that he gets killed because of the tsar of the Israel. So back in the Gemara now, on the top of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, umay lo nitan lishavon, and what does it mean lo nitan lishavon if he was never kona at all? Deino b'toras hishavon. It means that it's not subject to hishavon because it's not b'toras gzela, because wherever it is, wherever the guy may have it right now, it's considered as if it's still in the rishos of the Yisrael. So frankly, Gemara ihachi, if that's the way to understand it, ema seifa, you read weiter, it says if another guy takes it from the first guy, that guy is going to be chayiv misa. Well, bishlam ereisha mishum tzari liyisrael. I understand why when the guy took it from the Jew, he's going to be chayiv misa because he caused tzar to the Israel. El seifa mayavid. But the second guy that stole the pachas mishum pruta from the first guy, what did he actually do? El shemamina mishicha b'chavim kona shemamina. So it must be that this is a raya that mishicha b'chavim is actually kona, because that's the only way to explain why the second guy is going to be chayiv misa for taking the pachas mishav pruta. The first guy, enochinami. There's this alternate explanation where you could say that it's all because of tzar el Yisrael, but you don't have that with the second guy that takes from the first guy. Okay, weiter. Hu gavra damrle lechavrei. A guy says to his friend, if I ever sell this land, I'm not saying I ever will, but if I ever do, I guarantee you I'm going to sell it to you. Not just a verbal guarantee, says Rashi, the konumine bekinyan. They actually made a kinyan to that guarantee. So he did a maisa kinyan to strengthen the verbal guarantee. We often do that when we do so over here is a maisa kinyan on the actual karka, it seems like, that he's doing. But sometimes we'll do a maisa kinyan just on a verbal guarantee, on a verbal statement. And it's just a way of strengthening the verbal statement. That's what we do with Mechiras Chametz, that someone does a maisa kinyan. A lot of people are very confused by what the thing is with picking up the pen. It's just a way of strengthening the minoy shliach, that I'm making you my shliach, and I really, really mean it. I mean it so much that I'll do a maisa kinyan to show that I really mean to do it. So over here, though, it seems that the maisa kinyan is being done on the karka itself. So azul zavna le'ina shachrina, and then after this maisa kinyan, I mean, it's like almost like it's a maisa kinyan on the that if I ever decide to sell it, then this is a kinyan that's chal. So, but then he decides he sells it to someone else. Azul zavna le'ina shachrina. Amar Rav Yosef kana kama. Rav Yosef says the first guy is the one that actually was koneh it. Amar le'abaye v'lo pasak. Abaye says, but what kind of kinyan? They never set a price. So how can you say that a kinyan is going to be chal when they never set a price if it's supposed to be a mechira? As Rashi points out, v'lo pasak rishon damim v'lo sam chadayte a kinyan to suffer mir salachzor yirba lav v'damim. That there's there's no way he was so michdas that there was actually a kinyan over here, because if he ever wants to back out, he could just come up with an exorbitant price that he knows that the lokech, the potential lokech, won't be willing to pay. So there's no way that there's smichas das that this is going to be a done deal. So it can't be that's a real kinyan. So as Gemara Umina, Tamer to Kalecha Del Pasuk Lo Kana, who said just because they haven't set a price, the kinyan is not chal, that the kinyan doesn't work? Because we have a Mishnah. Hamokhra yena lo ovid kachavim. Someone sells wine to an ovid kachavim. Our Mishnah. Pasak ad shlo madad. If you decide on a price and then you measure it out into his kelim, dam of mutarin, then you're allowed to take payment for it, because by the time he's menasechid, he's already been kona. Since there was an agreed upon price, we assume that there's nothing holding back the kinyan. The guy is kona. He's then menasech his own yayin, but you could take money because you're taking money for wine that was not yet nisnasech. But madad ad shlo pasak. But if they measure it out before they set a price, then the money is going to be usur, because by the time the guy has already been menasech, by the time he's really making a kinyan, if you have not yet set a price, and therefore when he's paying you for yayin esech. So may have Allah. So says Gemara, okay, but what are we actually paskin if you have not yet set a price? Says Gemara, what do you mean? What was wrong with that raya? May have Allah kitakamrinan. We just brought a very strong raya from a Mishnah that without Psikas damim, there's no kinyan. Psikas damim is ma'akiv, the kinyan. So he said, no. You brought a good riot. That's true by yayin nesach. Dilma chumra di yayin nesach shayni. Maybe that's a chumra by yayin nesach, that psikas damim is ma'akiv, the kinyan. But maybe when it comes to anything else, we're not going to be so insistent on the psikas damim in order for the kinyan to be chal. So says Maratashma, I'll bring you a raya. Dama ravidi baravan, uvda hava be rav chistav. Rav chistav be rav huna. Maisa happened by rav chistav. Rav chistav be rav huna. Upashte. There was a similar maisa without a psikas damim, and they were poshet the shayla from the following brisa. Mashach chamarav upoalav v'chnisan l'toch beso. Someone has donkeys or workers that are carrying items that he wants to be kona, and instead of doing a mashicha on the items themselves, he's moshech the donkeys, he's moshech the workers l'toch beso. Bein pasak ad shelo madad, ubein madad ad shelo pasak, lo kana. Whether they have already determined a price or whether they have not yet determined a price, the kinyan is not going to be chal in that case. Why is it lo kana? So Rashi explains, bein pasak damim achreken ad shelo pasak. Ad shlo pasuk kolomar kol zman shlo pasuk yachol mocha lachzabo de beisa lo adifa. I'm sorry, this is going next. Meaning, the reason that it's not kona is different in each case. If it's pasuk ad shlo madad, they already did the psikas damim. The reason it's not kona is because you were never kona the items itself. You're only kona that which is carrying the items. Madad ad shlo pasuk is not kona because he didn't have psikas damim. Ushnein yachol lachzaben. Both of them can back out on it. But pirkan v'ichnisan l'tach peso, if you unload the items and then you bring them into your house, then pasak ad shelo madad, ein shnei nichol l'nachzaben. If they already agreed upon a price and they did a proper mashicha because they have unloaded these items from the donkey, then they're not able to be chozer on it. That is a binding kinyan. But madad ad shelo pasak, but if they did the kinyan but they haven't yet established a price, shnei nichol l'nachzaben, then they're both allowed to be chozer on it, because apparently psikas damim is ma'akev the kinyan. So there you see a brisa, not about yayin esech, so it's not only chumra di yayin esech, that psikas damim is ma'akev the kinyan. Another maisa where someone makes a verbal guarantee and then doesn't quite follow through on it. So someone says to his friend, if I sell you this land, if I ever sell this land, I will sell it to you. And he mentions a price. I'll sell it for 100 zuz. That's different than the first case we had. The first case we had was he didn't mention a price, and that was the whole sugya. Is pisuk damim, or lack of pisuk damim, going to be makiv the kinyan? Over here, there is a pisuk damim. 100 zuz. Azul zavne lina shakrina b'mei of Ashvin. And then he goes and he sells it to somebody else for 120 zuz. Happens all the time in real estate. A person agrees to sell a house to somebody else, and then someone else comes with a bigger offer. So he takes the second offer on the house. So Amar Rav Kahana, kona kama. The first guy is kona. Now keep in mind, we're still assuming over here that it wasn't just verbal, that at the time there was a kinyan that was made with the first guy, and that's why kona kama. If there was no kinyan and he just said, I'm going to sell it to you, then for sure not kona kama. It may be the right thing to do, to go sell it to the first person as he promised he would, but it's not kona kama. It's only because there was a kinyan over here that was done that it's kona kama. Maskar of Yaakov Minar Pekod, Hai Zuze Ansu. So Yaakov Minar Pekod says, well, wait a second, why should the first guy be kona? The second guy gave him more money, and therefore the first kinyan should not be chal. Why? Because the first kinyan was, if I ever decide to sell it, so I'm going to sell it to you for 100 zuz. That means it's going to be purely his decision to sell it. But if someone comes and offers him an exorbitant sum of money, that wasn't his decision. They were ma'anis him to sell it with such a high offer. That's not purely his decision to sell it. So maybe therefore it should be the kona basra. Maybe the second guy should be kona. V'hilchasa, Rav Yaakov Minar Pekod. And the halacha follows what Rav Yaakov Minar Pekod says. In the Pinini Halacha section of the Masifta, he discusses how a lengthy discussion between the Ketzos and the Nesivos on these types of details, on such a deal. You have a guy who's a kablin, a builder, who's makes an agreement to sell apartments for X amount of money, and just before the deal is supposed to be done, he sells it to somebody else for the same price. He sells it to Reuven, and he's makna the dira with a kinyan gemura. Reuven goes in and he lives in the dira, and then the other guys find out that Reuven is living there, and they say, no, we were the ones that were kona. So it's exactly what you have in our sugya. Kishemkar said, when I sell this field, it's going to be mechura to you from Meyazuz. Someone else comes and pays more than Meyazuz, the sada belongs to the second guy. If he sells it for the same price, then it belongs to the first guy, because the whole svara we said that it belonged, that kona basra, was that zuze ansuhu. It was the extra money that it's like he had no choice. But if it were the same price, then the first guy would be kona. So the tour and the Shulchan Aruch and Chosh Mishpat Sim Reish Vav, right, that's only if he says that the sada is mechura me'achshav. And he does a kinyan. But if he doesn't say that the kinyan should be chal me'achshav, then the tanai is not going to be chal. And the Sivas writes over there, the reason is because they made a kinyan. The kinyan sudar obviously has to be me'achshav. Why does kinyan sudar have to be me'achshav? Because how do you do a kinyan sudar? You go, you give the guy the pen, the pocket knife, whatever you do a kinyan with, and he picks it up, and then what does he do with it right after he picks it up? So a few people have asked me, they pick it up, they say, now what? You give it back to me now. The next guy is also going to need to do a kinyan. So you give it back. That's what happens, you give it back. Well, how could the kinyan be lachar's man? The suda's not there. He doesn't have the suda anymore. So since he gives it right back, it has to be that the kinyan is me'achshav, that it's going to be chal me'achshav. So that's what the achronim suggests. There's a more lengthy discussion about some of these details, but that's the basic limud from our Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara now further. Let's say you need to do psikas damim, but you don't know how much something is worth. So they agree upon not stam a price. They say, let's get it assessed by somebody else. So Amarle Kiddushaymi Bitlasa. If they say, as three people assess this, that's going to be the price, then Afilu Tremi Gotlasa. You don't need a unanimous vote amongst the three people that you bring in to assess. Two out of three is good enough. Because we assume when he says three people, he didn't randomly pick the number three. He picked the number three because that's how many people are typically on a Beis Din. So you're saying, you know, the way a Beis Din decides things. So two out of three is the way a Beis Din decides things. But if he says Kida Amri Bitlasa, he didn't say Kiddushaymi Bitlasa, he says Kida Amri Bitlasa, Ada Amri Bitlasa. Then you need all three to say it. Kiddushaymi Barba, if he says, as four will assess it, Ada Amri Barba, then all four, because the number four is clearly not a Beis Din. So he obviously means he wants all four. The Kolshkein Echadam Kida Amri Barba, and certainly if he says Kida Amri Barba, he needs a unanimous vote on all four. Amalei Kiddushaymi Bitlasa, what if you say Kiddushaymi Bitlasa, which is Lush question of Beis Din, that you want a Beis Din to assess it. Vasu tlasu v'shamua. And three people come and they assess it and everything goes smoothly. Va'amale idach leisu tlasa achrina de kim lutfei. And the lokeach says, you know what? I want to bring in different people because I think they are greater experts in being able to assess this. I understand that we already had an assessment with three people, but I could find greater experts and I want different people to assess it. Amra papa dinuhu de ma'akev. The lokeach can be ma'akev based on his desire to have other people come in and make the assessment. Who says the second guys are any greater experts? What, because I decided that these guys are greater experts than the first guys? So how could that be ma'akev the whole thing? Now, halach is that Rav Huna b'Rav Yehoshua is a pretty good point. And therefore, we go with the assessment of the first guys. You can't be ma'akev the whole kinyan based on your desire to have what you who you deem to be the greater experts coming in afterwards. Okay, new Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah, Natalas HaMashbech. Let's say you take a funnel, Umadad L'Tok Tzulchiso Shalav Chavim, and you measure out wine from your kelim into the kelim of Novik Chavim through the funnel. V'chazar Umadad L'Tok Tzulchiso Shal Yisrael. And then you're modeed into, using the same funnel, into a Yisrael's kelim. Im Yeshpo Akeves Yayin Aser. If the funnel has a place where wine gets caught and it doesn't just stream right through, then it's going to be Aser. Then the wine that you funnel into, the Jew's kli, is going to be Aser. V'ma'ar mi kli el kli, and stam, if a person pours from one kli to another, es she'ira mimenu mutter. The kli that you poured from is mutter, even though you're pouring to a kli of an Ovid Chavim, and the Ovid Chavim has some yayin nesach maybe in the bottom of his kli, but the kli that you're pouring from, if you didn't totally empty out your kli, you only poured, let's say, half of the wine out of your kli, the other half of the wine that remains in your kli is mutter. Ve'es she'ira l'tocho aser. But that which you poured into, the kli that you poured into, is going to be aser. So the kli ha'elyon is mutter, the kli ha'tachton is going to be aser. So now, says the Gemara, Tananasam, we have a Mishnah. Hanitzok, if you have a stream that pours from one kli to another, va'katafres, or maybe not a stream in the air, but a slope. You pour liquid down a slope, the liquid is resting on something as it's streaming down as the slope. Umashke tofeach. Or you have connecting two liquids, not a stream, not a slope, but some moisture. Tofeach. Tofeach means you touch it and it feels moist. Says Rashi, this is different than and less than tofeach al menas la'atpiach. You have a number of places where we require more than just you touch it and it feels moist, but tofeach al menas la'atpiach, something is so wet that if you touch it, you pick up enough moisture that you could that if you were to then touch something else, it would make that wet. That's not what we're saying over here. Even just tofeach, just that it's moist to the touch. In all these things, Eino chibur, lo l'tum of lo l'tara. It does not connect the two bodies of liquid. The stream doesn't connect the two bodies of liquid. The slope doesn't connect the two bodies of liquid. And tofeach, tofeach amenas l'atpiach, wood, but tofeach, just moisture, would not collect the two bodies of liquid, bein l'tum bein l'tara. Ha'ishboren chibur l'tum u'l'tara. But if liquid pooled up in a crack in the ground, in a crevice in the ground, that would be a proper chibur for both Tumah and Tahara. Amrav Huna, Nitzok v'katafra, Sumashka tofeach, chibur linyin yayin nesach. All these things do connect two bodies of liquid when it comes to yayin nesach. Samle Rav Nachman Rav Huna, min nalacha. Where do you get that from? That a stream is going to connect to kelim when it comes to yayin nesach? Where do you learn that from? Ilema miditznan. If you learned it, if you base it on the Mishnah that we just quoted from the Mishnah Maseches Taharos, how the nitzok and the katafras and the mashka tofeach are not a chibur for tumah and tahara, that miditznan a nitzok v'katafras and mashka tofeach ain a chibur lo l'tumah v'lo l'tahara. So maybe you made a diuk. Yeah, they're not going to connect two bodies of liquid when it comes to the laws of tumah and tahara. But maybe when it comes to Yayin Nesach, it will be a chibur. So if you pour a tahar liquid out into a kli that has tumah in the kli, and then you stop pouring, so there was a stream that was connecting the two kelim, your top kli is still going to be tahar. It's not going to be a chibur. But we make a diuk. But if it were Yayin Nesach that were the issue, not tumah and tahar, that's the issue. You pour wine into a guy's kli, then maybe yeah, that is a chibur, and it will aser all the yayin you have in the upper kli. Well, if that's the diuk, ema seifa, the seifa goes on to say, what does create a chibur? Ha ishborin chibur l'tuma l'tara. That if you have pulled up liquid, that is enough to make a chibur, even in the world of tuma l'tara. So what, you want to make the same diuk? L'tuma l'tara u'davi chibur l'in yayin esach l'avi chibur? You think over there also, pulled up liquid is a chibur only for tuma l'tara, but it's not going to be a chibur for yayin esach? That's ridiculous. Obviously it's a chibur for yayin esach. Obviously, you cannot bring a raya from that Mishnah because you'll have conflicting diyukim to make from the Reisha to the Seifa. So we don't know what the status of Nitzok and Katafras and Tofeach is when it comes to connecting Yayin with Yayin Esach. So says Gemara Tanan, let's bring another raya, whether Nitzok is Chibor or not. Our Mishnah, you take the mashpech, you take the funnel, and you pour into the kli of an Ovid Chavim, and then you pour into Yisrael's kli. If the mashpech has some sort of a spot where the wine can get caught, it's going to be aser. But what made the wine that's caught in the funnel usher? What? I funneled wine into a kli of an Ovid Chavim, and not all the wine went all the way through the funnel. Some of the wine got stuck in the funnel. Why is that wine usher? What makes that wine usher? Lav benitzok? Isn't it because that wine was once connected with a stream to the wine that's in a kli of an Ovid Chavim? So isn't that what made the wine in the funnel usher, and that's going to be the problem when you subsequently funnel wine into a kli of a Yisrael? So don't you see Nitzok Chibur when it comes to Yayin Esach? Shema Mina, Nitzok Chibur. So that seems to be a raya that Nitzok is in fact Chibur, that it really does make the connection. Tani Rav Chia. So Rabbi says, no, shepachasto tzlchiso. Who says that it's nitzok? You know what happens with a funnel sometimes? A funnel has a very, by its very definition, has a very narrow end. It's got a wide end on the top, and then it narrows at the bottom. So when you take a funnel and you put it into a kli, it goes into the kli. And by the time the kli fills up, it could be filling up to the point where the water level of the kli, or the wine level of the kli, is above the funnel. It already is up. So maybe that's what asked. It was actually wine. The wine that got caught in the funnel was wine that was actually in the kli of the Ovid Chavim. That's the problem over there. It's not because of Nitzok. You can't prove anything about Nitzok. So says Gemara, and then what would you suggest the halacha is if it didn't rise to that level where the wine in the kli of the Ovid Chavim was actually in the funnel? Lo, then you apparently would hold that it's not a problem, that it would be mutter. Okay, so then bring this as a raya, tivshot, dinitzok, eino chibur. Then this is a raya that nitzok is eino chibur, because the only reason the wine in the funnel became aser is because the water level of the funnel, the wine level of the funnel got so high, of the kli rather, of the guy's kli got so high that it was actually touching the funnel. But it sounds like, but were it not for that, were it only a nitzok, then that would not be a chibur. So it says, Marlov, pechasel slichiso tifshot lachta aser. Nitzok tibayi. Since it's talking about a case where the wine level of the guy's kli got so high that it touched the funnel, yes, we can conclusively prove that that's problematic, that the wine in the guy's kli is touching the bottom of your funnel, therefore whatever wine gets stuck in your funnel is problematic, that for sure. What about Nitzok? We don't know. Meaning we don't have a raya, one way or the other. So we tried to bring two rayas from here. One say Nitzok Chibur, one say Nitzok Eino Chibur. Neither is a raya, because we don't know about Nitzok. We're still leaving it unresolved. So it says, we'll bring another raya about Nitzok. Tashma, raya number three. Hama'ara mikli likli. If a person pours, again, from our Mishnah, you pour from one kli to another kli. The kli that you're pouring from, if it still has some wine in it, that wine is mutter. But doesn't that sound like that any wine that was in between the two kelim is aser? Shema mina nitzok chibur. Doesn't that imply that nitzok chibur, that a stream is considered to be a connection? fact, the Gemara, no, that wouldn't imply that Nitzuk is Chibur. In Nitzuk Chibur, I feel the Gavi the Mananami Litzer. If Nitzuk was a real Chibur, then even the wine that's in the top Kli should be Aser. Right? What are we saying? That that because the wine that's in between the two Kalim, that's what we're making a deal about. That only the wine in the top Kli is Mutter, but the wine between the two Kalim is Aser? No, the very fact that the wine in the top Kli is Mutter is a Raya that needs. Nitzok is Eino Chibur. So, Holokasha says, no. It's a valid diuk to make about the wine in between. The wine in the top Kli is not going to be Aser because the Kamekatef Katufe. The case is that you don't pour it straight. You spill out a little and then you pick the Kli back up. So there's never a direct connection between the bottom Kli and the top Kli. But there is wine in between. There's a stream of wine that as it's pouring into the bottom Kli. And therefore, the stuff in the top Kli is going to be mutter. But maybe that beini is going to be aser. That wine in between is going to be aser. Says Gemara, mikol makom nitzok chibur. But nevertheless, you see from here, therefore, that nitzok is chibur. So says Gemara, if that's going to be your raya, then ema seifa, the seifa goes on to say, meaning what's your raya? That we called the wine in the top kli mutter. So we made a diuk, oh, any wine that's not in the top kli, that's in between, must be aser. Yeah, but then it goes on to say, Eshi'ira l'tocha hu da'asir, that the wine in the bottom kli is aser. So you want to make a diuk now? What would the diuk be? That, the wine in the bottom kli is aser. But anything beini beini, anything in between, is going to be mutter. Had the beini beini shari. So it's conflicting diukim. Elameha l'akalamashramina. Obviously, you cannot prove anything from that line of our Mishnah where you're pouring from one kli to another kli, because the Mishnah never addresses what the status is of the wine that's in between the two kelim. So says Gemara, let's give it one more try. Tashma, a fourth raya. Hama'ara mechavas lebar. A person pours something from a barrel into a bar of yayin. Kilua chayorid misfas chavas lemata aser. Anything that goes from the edge of the barrel and lower is all going to be aser. So doesn't that imply that's because of nitzok, it seems? So Tirgum Rav Sheshes ba'ovik chavma ma'ara da'asi mikocho. Nah, the case is over there that it's an ovik chavim who's doing the pouring and it's all coming mikocho. If it's an Ovid Chavim that's doing the pouring, then even what's in the top Kli should be Aser. Says Gemara, no. Koach Ovid Chavim midrabanan hu da Aser. The koach of an Ovid Chavim is only an Iser midrabanan. And therefore, hu de nafik levrai goes to be Rabbanan. The Rabbanan only goes on the wine that actually leaves the Kli, mikoach the Ovid Chavim. Hu de lagavai lo goes to be Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan never goes there on the wine that's still in the Kli that the Ovid Chavim is pouring from. Amalu Rav Chista lahanu sabisa. Rav Chista told people who were selling wine as follows: Ki kailisu chamer lovid chavim katfe katufe. When you sell wine to Ovid Chavim, make sure that don't pour in a steady stream. Spill out some and pick up the Kli back so that there's nothing connecting the Kli Elyon that you're pouring from to their Kli, the Ovid Chavim's Kli that you're pouring to. Inami, or your other option is Naftsi Nafutsi. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Yamdu Merachok, stand at some distance, V'yizruku Ayayin L'kelav Shel Ovid Chavim Kiech L'lavi Nitzok, and throw the wine into his Kalim so that so stand with like your cup of wine and just like throw it up in the air and it will land in his cup. So you could be like a fancy bartender or something. Imagine trying to sell wine like this, and if you miss, I don't know. So, but that's the way you should sell the wine, so that there won't be any nitzok between the two, because nitzok apparently is going to cause you problems. It's going to be chibur. Amlu Rava lahanu shpuchai ki shavchisu chamra lelikrav ovid chavim l'sayeh ba'adaychu. He would tell these people who pour wine, make sure Gayim don't come and help you, because dilma mishtalisu, because you might get a little tired, v'shadisu le'alei, and you'll end up having him do the job, v'kasi mikocho, and when he's pouring the wine, it's his koach that's pouring v'aser, and that's going to aser the wine, and that's going to be that's going to be a problem. So we have Rav Chista's advice to throw the wine, or to pour the wine in a way where you keep jerking the kli back a little bit, so that it doesn't create this sense of nitzok. If you look in Tosos, Tibra Maspel Amalur of Chista, about 7 lines into the Tosos, Upasuk Rashi, Kravhuna, Damar Nitzok Chibur. How do we pass at the end of the day when it comes to nitzok?
nitzok. Rashi says we pass like Rav Huna, nitzok is chibur. How does Rashi know that? Midasav Rav Chista, hacha kavsev, maisa Rav. Because the Gemara tells us that Rav Chista insisted that we have to be concerned about nitzok. So one of the derachim in Psak Halacha is that when you have a maisa Rav, not just something that was said in a base medrash, but you see that this was something that they actually practiced, then you know that that's something that they were very serious about, very confident about. Av Rabbeinu Tam pasuk the nitzok eino chibur, but the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi. The Afik of Rav Chista really needs a chibur. Aye, Rav Chista was a maisa Rav. There's another klal in halacha, Hilchas HaKebasra. Rav Sheshas was from a later generation than Rav Chista, so he was the Basra, and he held Nitzokein Chibur. V'chein Marzutra de Basra u'amar lekaman Kanishkanin Shariyev Kanishkanin Chashim Nitzok, and we're going to have Marzutra, who's also a Basra, who also is going to say that Nitzok is Einu Chibur. That nitzok is eino chibur, and as we're going to see soon in a sugya about straws, another raya Tosfos quotes in the middle of the medium sized lines va'ov mev rabbeinu tam raya the nitzok eino chibur midaparav talmud bekol duchtin shema mina nitzok chibur mashma the kashal talmud the lesser benitzok. Any time we come across any mishnah or any brisa that implies that a stream connects two bodies of liquid, the Gemara says, what? Is Nitzok Chibur? So that leads you to believe that the Gemara's assumption is Nitzok Einu Chibur. And that's another indication in Pesach. Not a Raya in Pesach, but an indication in Pesach. What sort of assumptions does the Gemara make? So when the Gemara makes such an assumption, that's an indication of how we pass the Halacha. If you look, Vayter tells us in the third very wide line, V'hashta b'makom sheyesh hefsid gadol yeshlis machal divrei Rabbeinu Tam lahatir magal v'chav mal yidei nitzok al v'hefsid mu'ud yachalach m'kdiv Rashi. We have machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. If it's a hefsid gadol, we should be machmir. We can be make based on the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. But if it's a hefsid mu'ud, we should be machmir like shitas Rashi. Amnon im mashach yayim min hachavis l'toch kli sheyesh bo yayim nesach im yesh b'chavis shishim min hayayin shebekli sheyesh bo nesach. Says Tosos, but you also have to remember there are still dinim of bittul. So even if you want to be machmir that nitzok is chibur, but if you're pouring from a massive barrel and the stream that connects it to the barrel that has to the cup that has yai nesach is such that the barrel you're pouring from is more than 60 times the amount of yai nesach in the cup that you're pouring to, so that's going to be batel b'shishim even if it is chibur, because even if it was an actual tyroves, it would be batel. So for sure we could be somech when it comes to nitzok in such a case. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vayter. Who gavra dasa chamra begishta ubaskishta? A guy siphons off wine from one kli to another. This is a thing you could do. It's you utilize the laws of physics. You have one barrel that has wine, another barrel that's empty. You suck through the straw a little bit to get some air pulling the wine, and then you just put the other end of the straw into the other kli, and it starts pouring by itself from one kli to the other. I saw someone do this, or someone told me they saw someone do this during Sandy, that no one had gas during Hurricane Sandy. Someone took and sucked through. Sucked up some, you know, just to get it going, and siphoned it off from a car that was broken, that was destroyed by the flood, but it had a full tank of gas into a car that did not have. Okay, so a guy does this with wine. Also, a guy touches one end of the straw. Asir Rava lekule chamer. Rava says all the wine is now asir. Amler of Papa leRava, Amler of Adam Amasa leRava, Amler of Ravina leRava. Someone said to Rava, b'mayim b'nitzok. How did he ask for it? What, because of nitzok? Because it's a stream that's connecting the two. Shravino nitzok chibur. Ah, so we have a raya nitzok chibur. No, shiny awesome. The kule chamer agishto baskishto garin. That's more than nitzok. Nitzok is you're pouring and there's a stream that's connecting. Over here, you don't do anything. By itself, it's going to just continue and all pour from one place to the other. So that's more than a nitzok. That's a real chibur. That's a real connection. Amar zuchu b'rei Rav Nachman. Kanishkanin shari.
Kanishkanin is a straw. You're drinking out of a straw. Let's say you have, it's like a sippy cup. You have a kli that has a built-in straw, but not just one, two built-in straws. So two people are drinking out of the two straws of the cup. That's mutter, even though one of those people is an oven kachavim. That's mutter. But that's only if the Jew stops drinking first. If the guy stops drinking first, then his backwash or his, you know, whatever's coming out of his straw is going right back into the kli. That's going to be problematic. And he allowed drinking through a straw like this. Some say he had so much confidence in this psak, he himself did it. He himself drank through a straw. There is a discussion in Poskim what the status of drinking through a straw is. You know, there's a halacha by a koshal bracha, let's say by the night of the Seder, by a koshal bracha, that if you drink, anyone drank out of it, it's a kos pogrom, you're not allowed to use it for a koshal bracha. What if someone drank out of a straw, out of a kos with a straw? Do we assume that that is pogim the kos and is now unable to be used for a koshal bracha? So they bring a raya from our sugya that it's not really, that drinking out of a straw is not Shvus Yaakov as a tshuva. He says if you drink from a chavis gedola through a kanachalul, even though it's even if it's built into the kli, it's going to be mutter. Pashtus says if it's built into the kli, then it's drinking from the kli. Then it would have the status of drinking from the kli. When the straws are separate kli, maybe that would be different. So the poskim generally are makel by nitzuk, even by yayin nesk from makom hefsid, and certainly when it comes to the din of pogum, which is only a din midrabanan, we would be makel when it comes to nitzuk. There's a question whether you're pogum a kos when you stick your finger into a kos. Many people have the minhag, stick the finger into a kos and take out some wine by tzach, hadash b'yachav, by the makos, by different parts. So that's a question whether it's pogum a kos. Some of the poskim say kal v'chomer that's pogum. You know, they use an expression lo kol etzvo shavos. There are a lot of fingers that are dirty and gross. So that for sure. Whereas others say no, it's only when you put your mouth to it, when you drink out of it, that it's going to be problematic. Otherwise, it would not be problematic for a kos. And I'll get to a bris milah as well when they give the baby some from the kos. We'll pick up as Hashem from the top tomorrow.